You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and join us today are Ian Wilson, Sherry Schwartz, and Susan Sobin. They are with the OLLI program, that is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Ian is a director, Sherry was going to be the new publicity coordinator, and Susan is the outgoing publicity coordinator, and we're going to talk about the upcoming semester, some of the classes currently on tap, and some of the new ones coming in. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louis.
Thank you.
First of all, let's start with you, Ian, as a director. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in OLLI.
I got involved back almost 4.5 years ago now. I knew some folks here in El Paso at the dog park, and they told me about this wonderful program where I can go and take classes for next to nothing. So I enrolled in a couple of classes. I enrolled in French and I enrolled in photography, and I enrolled in a class making frames for my photos, and had a great time. And during that time, the job for the executive director was open, and I thought, well, this might fill my skill set, and I applied for it, and lo and behold, they accepted me. So that's how I got started with OLLI. It's a fantastic program of learning, of meeting new friends, of having a great time, of volunteering, and of being here on this great campus. This is such a great campus, and I really love the idea of having people from all over the world here on this campus. You hear Spanish, you hear Arabic, you hear all these different languages, and you even hear Portuguese. I grew up in Brazil, so I know Portuguese, and I'm hearing Portuguese on campus all the time, and I like that.
Now, as far as the course selection, as a director overseeing that, how do you decide like what courses to select, which ones to bring back, and just adding some new ones perhaps?
Well, fortunately, it's not all up to me. We have a curriculum committee of volunteers who look over the class proposals for each semester, and the committee decides which courses seem to be appropriate for the upcoming session. We'll look back, and if an instructor has taught before, we'll look back at his record of maybe attendance and popularity and whether or not the classes went over well or not, and use that also in deciding whether or not to have them back.
Now, all three of you have been students taking various OLLI classes, and Sherry Schwartz is with us, as I mentioned, at the beginning of the program. Tell us a little bit about your experience from a student's perspective, Sherry.
You know, it's really exciting. Every semester, I look forward to the class offerings and see what programs they're going to be offering. I've been in OLLI for about 1.5 years. And it's just an easy thing to do. It's not like when you were in school and you had to take certain things. So the choices are wide open. And I enjoyed your class, the golden age of radio that Louis taught. It was awesome. And it's just a wonderful way of learning and to keeping your mind active and being around really nice people. It gives me something to do in my afternoons. It's just the afternoons. I'm really thrilled with the quality of teaching. It's just such a gem that we've got in this community, and anybody over 50 can sign up. So we're always looking for new people, and I know there's lots of people out there that would like to join us, and it's just a wonderful offering that UTEP's giving the community.
So what advice would you give to someone out there who's listening right now, and perhaps they're like you, they're going, well, you know, I need something to do, not that I'm not busy, but something that expands my mind a little bit, gets me the opportunity to be with other people. What would you tell them?
They can go to our website or our email address, and that is olli@utep.org, and that's olli@utep.org. They can check that out. The office number at OLLI is 747-6280, and the office is open from 1:30 to 4:30 every afternoon, Monday through Friday. So they can call the office and request a brochure, and they can get it mailed to them. Registration starts on May 14th to May 25th. The registration is also in the afternoon, starting at 1:30. You can mail in your application, and the mailing address to OLLI is...
Send it to Miners Hall, Suite 209 at UTEP, 500 West University Avenue.
And the voice you just heard is Susan Sobin. She is the publicity coordinator, current publicity coordinator. So, Susan, tell us about what people need to do to find out about this. First of all, where would they find the catalog?
Okay. You can call in and have one mailed to you, as Sherry said. Also, online is probably the fastest way to get course information and details on the program. So just go to ollie@utep.org, starting the beginning of May. They can get a list of courses and instructions on registering.
You have been a student as well. So tell us a little bit about your experience as a student and some of the classes that stand out that you've sat in and taken and perhaps even helped organize to become part of the curriculum.
Yeah, well, I agree with Sherry. It's a wonderful hobby. It's a wonderful way just to fill in the holes in your education. And I've taken a lot of things I knew nothing about and didn't even know that I had an interest in. For example, I agree with Sherry on your radio course. I really enjoyed it. I took Dennis Wu's jazz course. Ian offered one on Brazilian music, which was very good. And then I'm also just interested in art and history. We have a classics professor, Dr. Johnson, who does a lot on Greek and Roman history, Greek and Roman literature. It's just a great way to broaden your horizons.
So what about course selection? As Ian was mentioning at the beginning, you have a curriculum committee that kind of selects the classes. How do you go about selecting those classes?
Well, that's Ian's department because you put the catalog together.
Well, as I said, we publish a proposal form to previous instructors, and anybody who calls in and says, I'm interested in teaching a class, they fill out a class proposal, and then it's evaluated by the curriculum committee. And the curriculum committee looks at all of the classes that we have and decides within the budget and the number of classrooms that we have, which classes we want to offer, which classes we think would get the best bang for our buck. Let's say, and which classes we think our Ollie students would enjoy.
Would you share with us, if you don't mind, as far as some of the new classes that are coming up being offered this summer?
The classes start on June 4th, and they're only 6 weeks long, so it's pretty quick. I was just counting. We have 28 different classes that are being offered. So you want to go over some of those classes, some of the highlights?
Sure.
Lots of choices.
Uh-huh. Here are some of the new ones, and they're all very interesting. One is a discussion of movies that should have won the Oscars but did not. So we'll view the movies and then talk about those. On music, we're going to have you can write music using internet software and also a folk guitar for beginners. We're doing the art of manuscripts, production of manuscripts, starting from medieval times to modern times. For literature, we'll have a course on Edgar Allan Poe and his fiction, and also fiction as a reflection of reality, which will cover past events which have been related through fiction. For French, we're doing French food and language. Ian is doing a one-time lecture on the Garden of Kauai near Hawaii. We're doing a one-time lecture on tango music, also Astor Piazzolla. We're also doing carvings and paintings in the Saharan Desert and energy healing through Reiki. So a very wide variety.
So people can't complain that there's nothing there for me.
No, right.
True.
There's
right.
Something for everybody. That's one of the things the curriculum committee likes to do is to look at all the choices they've made and decide, do we have something in every category, literature, history, language, all the categories. So we try to get something for everybody.
Ian, why don't you share with us a little bit about the class that you're going to teach?
Well, it's a one-time lecture. I have developed a passion for the island of Kauai. I've been there 6 times. In fact, I just got back from there 2 days ago. And I'm going to talk about how this island came to be. I'm going to talk about all the things you can do on this island. We're going to show a lot of pictures of the island. We're going to show some pictures that I took. We're also going to show some pictures from a helicopter ride that we took around the island. And you'll see the volcano. You'll see the Nepali coast, you'll see some of the beaches, just kind of covering the whole island. We're also talking about a kind of music that was developed in the Hawaiian Islands called slack key music. And slack key was a way of tuning and playing a guitar that the Hawaiians developed. Now, they didn't develop it by themselves. The guitar was introduced by none other than Mexican cowboys. In the early 19th century, Mexican cowboys were recruited to go over and take care of the cattle on the Hawaiian Islands. And they brought their guitars with them. And when they left, when the cattle industry went down and the cowboys left, they left their guitars, but they left no instructions. So the Hawaiians figured out how to tune the guitars by themselves and developed a whole new way of playing the guitar. And we'll be listening to a lot of slack key music, too.
If that's not a tease, I don't know. People have to, you're going to be lining up for that
all
one.
All in an hour and a half.
That's a
lot.
There you go.
Hour and a half classes, and they're not boring.
I get the bully pulpit to advertise my class.
I should mention that our price is only $35. Students can take all the classes that they want to during the six-week term. Parking is included in the enrollment fee. They get a pass for the Sunbow Garage, and our office and most of our classes are in Miners Hall right next door.
So what are the prerequisites for signing up for the classes?
Be 50 years old or older, and that is the only prerequisite. No college degree required.
Because I'm glad you mentioned that, because some people might be worried about the fact that it's been a long time since I've been in school. I'm not sure about taking notes, tests, anything like that. But you just remember what you want to remember, correct?
There's no homework. There's no assignments. Like I was telling Sue, I take notes, and I always have good intentions about going back and listening. You know, the teachers are great, and YouTube is great. They show us so many wonderful things on that. And I've taken the Alfred Hitchcock movies. I've also taken other film movies that are taught. I want to do more, and then it's just the classes are just so interesting that I have the notes. I have good intentions to go back to it, but I never get to it because I'm always taking another class.
And who are the teachers?
Kathleen Keyes teaches, right now she's teaching a whole thing on Impressionism, and she's just fabulous. I've taken Greek art from her. We have a lot of just the expert teachers in town. Grace Haddock teaches Shakespeare. She's a professor over at the community college. You don't want to miss these classes because they're just so interesting. Dr. Paul Huckton, a retired pediatrician in town, teaches China, past, present, and future, and he is so up to date on that one country. Bill Keyes teaches a lot of classes on Egypt. He just taught a class on Africa and finding the origin of the White Nile, and they're just so interesting. Mm-hmm. It's just all the teachers are great. Like you said, Dr. Johnson, I took Aristotle's Ethics. I took it. I don't know if it's a good thing there weren't any tests on it. But it was so interesting. It just stretches your mind.
It does. We also have a professional musician, a professional trumpet player, Steve Schiller, who teaches symphonic music and also has lots of interesting anecdotes about performing.
I remember when I taught the Golden Age of Radio that in between classes, they go to your offices and they have coffee, snacks. And I was very impressed by the library. Also, you have so many different kinds of books there for the members to check out.
And the Ollie students have all donated those. And it's just kind of a, you know, take one, bring one, whatever. You know, if you see a book you like and or if you're cleaning out your bookshelves, bring them to Ollie because somebody else will enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. So as we're wrapping up the interview, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us again how to go about registering, where they can get that information, and the dates, if you don't mind.
Go to our website, ollie@utep.org, and that's all spelled out, including the @, or they can call us at the office, 747-6280. Like Sherry said, we're staffed Monday through Friday, 1:30 to 4:30. Our registration starts on May 14th. Just come on into the office. That's the best. May 15th.
Yes, please.
Uh-huh. That's the best way to get the classes that you want, because they do fill up fast, and classes start on June 4th.
And you can take as many classes as you want.
As many as you want for the $35. There is a one-time $25 processing fee for new students.
And these are offered Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday, or all
Monday
week?
Through Friday afternoons, 6 weeks, 90 minutes per class.
Well, thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Ian Wilson, the director of the Ollie program, Sherry Schwartz and Susan Sobin, both publicity coordinators for the program. And again, its registration starts on May 15th and goes through May 25th. Classes start on June 4th. If you want additional information, you can call 747-6280, 747-6280. Again, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Louis. Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced to the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.